This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And we praise the Lord through the singing of hymn number 269.
Let us turn to responsive reading 29 and read responsively. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall stand in thy holy hill? He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the privilege of gathering in this place to worship thee. We pray that you would be with each of us as we do worship thee, realizing that no matter what life we plan for ourselves or you have planned for us, that we too need worship with thee, and that we too need to rededicate ourselves to service in thy kingdom. We pray that this morning, because we have come here, that these renewals would be made in our lives. We ask that you would be with him who will come to deliver thy word to us, and we pray that thy spirit may interpret it to us so that we may hear it as individuals in the way that you would have us to hear it. We ask this in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.
Ezekiel 37th chapter, in the third verse, we find these words. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. In our text, we find that the Jews of Israel had been taken captive into Babylon. And there in Babylon, they resolved to do what any other people in captivity in a strange land would do, and that is to take up the customs of the land in which they were now living. These Jews had stopped frequenting the temple on holy days. They observed no holidays. The meat that heretofore had been eaten, had not been eaten, was eaten. And everything that was distinctive about a people was no more. So that the Jews had become a valley of dry bones. Now we find the prophet Ezekiel in the midst of this valley. You know, some people have called Ezekiel the seeing prophet. For one day, he saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Somebody has said of those wheels that the little wheel turned by faith and The big wheel turned by the grace of God. I don't know about that, but that's what they say. But now we find Ezekiel saying that the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he set me down in the midst of a valley. And this valley was filled with many bones. It was not bones in a heap like in a charnel house, but they were scattered bones and separated and disjointed all about in this open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Now, metaphorically speaking, these bones are indicative of the life of the Jews in Babylon. They had ceased to be the people of God as before, and had become dry as of dead bones. No more was God the center of life for these people. Instead, they did and lived as they wished. Well, the people of today are most like the Jews in Babylon, a valley of dry bones. For we live here in a society which puts God out of the mainstream of things and say that God is respecter of person, and that for a certain segment of our society, God has no love. A society where brother fights brother and sisters wink their eyes while silver tongues their fruit have poisoned lives. And God asks Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? We have a society of women who were once placed upon a high pedestal, but she can no longer be there, stay there, because she can out-smoke and out-drink and raise more hell in a minute than the man can in 1 hour. Son of man, can these bones live? We have a society of preachers who are no longer governed by conviction, but who try to preach and live in accordance with certain groups and certain cliques within the church, and allow these people to tear up God's church. I'm talking about preachers who are only concerned about their ability to preach a sermon, and they aren't concerned about the lives and the dispositions of their parishioners. Son of man, can these bones live? I'm not talking about any of you here now. I'm talking about them bones. I'm talking about preachers who have given themselves over to traditional standards and have evaded the main issues and the most important concerns of our times. Those so-called men of God who have remained silent when a message of truth has burned in his heart. Son of man, can these bones live? A society in which is a blatant provincialism, whose only solution to the race problem is the eternal subjection of the Negro and the endless domination of a lawless and self-created democracy. We forget that the democratic spirit rejects the effectual barriers of caste and stimulates the lowest of the kind to the very noblest ambitions of life. We forget that nations are no longer governed by races, but by ideas. We forget that the triumphant spirit of democracy has bred an individualism which brooks not the restraint of classes and aristocracy. We forget that regardless of pope, consul, king, or oligarchy, the same spirit of democracy lifts up to place and power her own agent for the rule of the world. We forget that as letters ripen and education spreads, that the Uncle Toms and the Aunt Jemimas of today will surely develop into the Toussaints and Christas of tomorrow. And above all things, we forget that the King invisible, immortal, eternal is upon the throne of the universe. That thicker caste, bigotry, and race hate can never reach. That he is everlastingly committed to the interests of the suppressed. That he is constantly sending forth succors and assistances for the rescue of the wronged and the injured. That he brings all the forces of the universe to grind to powder all the enormities of earth and to rectify all the ills of humanity and so hasten on the day of universal brotherhood. By the presence and power of that divine being, all the alienations and the severances of man shall be healed, and all the race problems of this land easily solved, and love and peace prevail among men. I am displaying a sense of optimism in the whole situation here. But what about it? What happened with Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones? I believe that God now said to Ezekiel, son of man, you've had time to observe these bones. Tell me with your knowledge of philosophy, with your knowledge of physiology, of biology and psychology, son of man, can these bones live? I imagine Ezekiel began to think and to reason out the entire matter. And he said, Lord God, I believe that you are here from the foundation of the world. I believe that you created man with your own hands and that you set the sun ablazing in the heavens. Not only so, but I think you set this whole world into process. I don't know whether these bones can live, but oh Lord God, thou knowest. I'm saying to you this morning that many people have optimism in their hearts about this situation. And if you are a Christian, certainly you can be optimistic. Certainly you have a message on your heart and that you are not afraid to give it. For if you are afraid, then you are in the wrong profession. I think many times Jesus had to preach controversial sermons, which we sometimes try to evade. But indeed, if we are to follow in Christ's footsteps, if we are to live as God's people, we've got to open our mouths and not be afraid to say, thus saith the Lord. My sermon to you this morning is, I'm wanting to know, even as God wanted to know, can the dead bones live? May we pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we are grateful, O God, for all of your blessings. We thank thee, O God, for this opportunity even to gather here and, O God, to say something of thy word. Bless, O God, this institution. Bless each and every person who is represented here. Bless, O God, the professors and the students, men and women of God, that they may walk in the path of righteousness, that they may do the things assigned to their hands. But then, O God, I ask you to bless me, the least of these thy servants. For sometimes, O God, the journey seems to be too long. Sometimes burdens get to be too heavy. In these times, O God, I want you to be in my presence, to let me feel your spirit, to let me have courage and confidence, even in your name. This is our prayer, O God. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen.